Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously it's different just because of the things he did on the field and off the field. He was a great leader, you know, for us, you know, for our team and you know, specifically offensively. But it's a great opportunity for me and the other running backs to step up to the plate and really contribute even more, you know, to the offense and to the team.
Are you approaching it right now like this is my job?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I know for a fact that they're not going to hand it to me. They're going to make sure that we all get our opportunities throughout camp and throughout OTAs and camp to see who's going to be the most productive. But for me, my mentality is that it is my job, and I'm going to make sure that no one takes it from me.
What did you learn from last season? You got better as the year progressed. Certainly, the ball superior. But getting removed from the year, what do you take from last season?
Oh man, a lot. I just got done talking to our running back coach about it. All the experiences that I went through. I understand now the longevity of the season, how long it is. So you got to take more pride in taking care of your body, hydrating well, sleep, massages, and all that stuff. But on top of that, just really focus on the playbook, you know, week by week, because, you know, in our offense, we're capable of changing the play day by day.
Monte, how difficult is it for a young back to learn patience? Because you're out there, yeah. You want to make a big play, but sometimes you got to slow it down.
It was a lot. Kind of chiming on what he was saying. That's another thing that I take from last season is patience. It's a long season. You're going to have your ups and downs, but you got to take what the defense gives you every play. It's not going to be a 30-yard run, 20-yard run every play like it was in Wisconsin. It's going to be a 3-yard, 2-yard run. So
this is probably the youngest running back group that I think the Broncos have had. I mean, there's no better around. Which youth often brings question marks. Can they do it?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of pride in them. I tell you, you know, it's like any other running back. I don't want them to bring another running back in because I want this to be my job, and that's how I'm approaching it the most humble way possible, for sure. Like I said, I understand they're not going to hand it to me, but I'm going to work really, really hard to contribute.
It was a tough year in free agency for running backs, and I think that the kids that are coming out in the draft this year for running backs are maybe a lot of debate if anybody's going to go in the first round. As a running back, I mean, is your position being devalued, or is there still, you know, is it still a premier?
I believe that it still is a premier job to play running back in the NFL, because you got to be capable of, obviously, no number one job, holding onto the football, getting the hard yards, 3-4, you know, yards for the first down, and protection, especially in our offense. You know, protecting Peyton Manning is a huge, and we take a lot of pride in that. We believe that our position is still important.
How different does it feel being in here for a full offseason program as opposed to a rookie kind of thrown in the fire?
Oh man, it feels a lot better. I don't want to say better. A lot more comfortable. Let's say that. A lot more comfortable with just how things are going, what the coaches expect, what I expect for myself, and just, you know, I'm glad to be here, because obviously I missed this part last year because of the draft and all that stuff because I was a rookie. But I'm just glad to be back. Go through the strength and conditioning program with everybody, and just build team chemistry.
You mentioned protecting Manning and blitz pickup or chipping guys. No, Sean was known for doing that well. What did you learn from him, and why is it so hard for maybe young backs to learn that part? Is it the audible part, or is it just because in college you don't do much of it?
Well, yeah, it depends on where you played in college, which, you know, people can say is an excuse, this and that. But where I played at, we threw the ball 3 times. 2 weeks. Yeah. So it's what I learned from Noshon is a mentality. He had the mentality that this player is not going to be the player that's going to make a sack or come anywhere close to Peyton or our quarterbacks. So that's kind of one thing I took from Noshon is his mentality every play that I'm going to make sure I do my job.
How much communication have you had with Peyton back and forth about football life, whatever, especially once Noshon signed him away?
Right. I have yet to talk to him right now, but I still go back to the time where I first really had to talk to him. Whenever we had a golf outing as a team, and you know, I was on his team, I was on the same golf cart as him, and he basically told me that don't feel a sense of entitlement, you know, coming into the NFL like a lot of rookies do. You're gonna have to work even harder than you ever have before, and I really took that to heart.
There's been a lot of talk this offseason during free agency when the Broncos got it, made all these changes on defense, it kind of needed some like nasty to them. Does the offense need that too? Is there anything you guys learned from last year, maybe the Super Bowl, about playing different styles?
Well, just talk about the Super Bowl game. We all just didn't play our best games, and that's the time where you need to. We all most definitely understand that. I believe that our coaches did a great job. Our staff did a great job of picking the right people throughout free agency to join the team. And, you know, speaking of offense, we had the highest scoring offense in the history, so I think we're doing some things right, that's for sure.
Last year, Noshon ran against 6 or fewer in the box on 79.7% of his carries. How does that change what a running back does? Do you maybe have to trust your blocks a little bit more, improvise less? How does that change when you're playing against six fewer in the box?
It's a lot more patience. I believe a lot more patience because you can't be, like you said, you can't be greedy. Knowing that there's fewer people in the box, you can't just, you know, get the ball and just take off running. You got to trust your blocks, allow for the play to develop, and then just like I said, trust this game.
Knowing you didn't play your best game, what specifically do you need to do different
Next
time you're back on the field?
Well, for me, because I can only speak on myself of what I, you know, failed to do, protection, and like I said, trust in the scheme. Some of the runs I had in the game, I didn't trust this game. I tried to do too much. Like, as a rookie, I tried to do too much, tried to make a big play for the team, and it backfired on me.
Last year at this time, a week out before the draft, were you checking mock drafts every 5 seconds?
Of course. Yeah, anybody that tells you that they're not doing that, they're not being 100% honest with you. Most, of course. It's one of the most important situations in your life that you're going to – you don't know where you're going to be at in the next couple weeks. We're at in the States, where you're going to be at. So it's I was most definitely looking at it all the time.
Did you see any that were right, or did you see some things that were just really crazy?
I saw a lot that was crazy, but it was just something to do when I was bored. I never really, I guess, like really fell into it, but I most definitely was checking.
What was the wackiest thing you saw?
Wackiest thing I've seen. I really can't. A lot of it was actually kind of, you know, accurate based on where I did fall. But at times I thought I, just like every other rookie, thought I'd go a little higher. But I'm really, really fortunate that I landed here with the Broncos.
Monte, the workload's going to be a bit bigger this year. Have you bulked up this offseason, put on a little more muscle?
Yeah.
Preparation for that?
Of course. Just like I said, I'm really taking it to heart, taking a lot of pride, and working out with our strength coaches who do a fantastic job of really focusing on what you need to get better at. And I'm working on my flexibility, which will help me out on my speed and will keep me a lot healthier throughout the season.
You're in behind some big lines, especially in college, you know, by college standards. But if Orlando stays at guard with Grady back, have you thought about how big that offensive line is going to be?
I'm excited. Like I said, our coaches obviously are doing a great job with just about what we all play. They put us all in the right positions. We trust them. And, you know, for us, we just want to be out on the field and play, contribute, and just celebrate with our teammates with a win.
So, Monte, I think when we jumped in here, we jumped in here a little late. I think you're talking about when we walked out. But as the roster kind of took shape this offseason, how did your mentality change and your attitude shift?
Just, you said how our roster changed?
Yeah.
Well, right.
The turnover kind of
was
ongoing. How did that kind of shape your attitude?
Well, for me, yeah, knowing that, what I can speak on, no Sean being gone now, I'm, you know, I wish him the best, that's for sure. Great friends off the field and on the field. I've learned a lot from him. I'm very glad that I had the opportunity to play with him, because one thing I think I've taken from him, like the most thing, is his mentality. He had a very strong mentality come game day that he's going to make sure he does everything right and not be the player or be the one to make a mistake.
Fumbling is an issue from almost all young backs.
Right.
Is it just because they're bigger, you get hit harder?
Players are just smarter, faster. Yeah, smarter, faster, and bigger. And every tackle they focus on, either putting their helmet on the ball or at least getting their arm on the ball. And that's the most definitely the biggest difference from college, the speed and just the velocity, how fast they're coming in on the hits.
When you're on a team that's one goal is to win a Super Bowl, when you're out in the community or around family, people, do they ask you, like, are you the guy? Can we trust you to be the guy? Because so many people are invested in this team finishing. I mean, do you get that question a lot? What do you tell them when they say, can you be the guy?
I mean, I see it a lot on Twitter. Let me say that. I don't respond because there's no need for me to respond, because I'm just focusing on what I can control, which is working hard every day, studying film, and I think it'll all fall into place.